When you start dealing with the university, you will hit a lot of bureaucracy. Will you get disheartened?
I love bureaucracy. Genuinely do. You ask them lot.
Should I repeat that question?
Am I cool? I don't
know. You go first.
Sorry, I just got given a note halfway through that.
I know.
I think
the audience
you, actually,
are
Michael.
Defying my rules. They don't get it. You go there and then they come here. We have like a Google Doc and everything.
Can I see it anyway?
Right, so can I repeat the question, please?
Please do.
When you will deal with the university, you will quickly hit bureaucracy. Will you get disheartened?
No. There you go. Done. No, seriously. I personally love this union. I love this university. I love this town. And I honestly do mean that. I mean, I grew up in Southend in Essex. Like, I'm not saying anything bad against it, but it's a very different place. Thanks, mate.
Lovely, John.
Thank you. I don't think you've ever been there, have you? Trust me, mate. But no, I'm well-driven. I'm passionate about what this union could become. And I just truly wish that every student could believe in what this union could be as much as I do. Because together, we can really change things for our community, for our students, for our union. Thank you.
Disheartened by bureaucracy? No, definitely not. Just because there's bureaucracy doesn't mean we can't cut the red tape to actually streamline decisions within the union, within the university. I mean, but that's part of the challenge, I believe, of being a SAB. When you see obstacles in front of you, you've got to think creatively about how you can get past them. And I think we can do that. And if that means cutting the red tape, or if that means finding ways around it, we'll rise to the challenge, because we're not here to sort of get a paid job and leave you alone after the elections. You know, we're here to serve you, and I'll do everything I can to serve you. If that means cutting red tape, that means actually working tirelessly for you all day, all night, whatever, I'll do it for you.
I was going to say, actually, like, I know exactly where Michael's coming from. I mean, with Union Council, there is a fair amount of red tape that you have to read through. I mean, a lot of it is inaccessible to a lot of students. I mean, a lot of students don't even know that these rules and bylaws and amendments, etc., exist. And I mean, realistically, I mean, some of these things you need to be told about, be told, you know, how easy it is to hold us accountable. And that's the thing, we should be held accountable. Every SAB, every elected official needs to have your view, you know, they need to respect, sorry, your voice heard. They need to respect your voice. And yeah, if that means cutting the bureaucracy, if that means just informing you about the bureaucracy when you want to do something. Too many times, too many SABs say, we can't do that without an explanation. I mean, I'm not blaming anyone. It's nobody's fault. It's the bureaucracy, but it does need to be cut. It needs to be driven through. It just needs to be avoided if needs be. But at the end of the day, your voice needs to be heard. And that's all there is.
No. I've got a little question. I'm actually going to read it out because it's good. So it says, if...